I don't know what is happening. We're just getting absolutely crazy fish.
Durban Bay was the place to be. A lot of grunters, some good ones. One was 6.9 kilos of weight. There was quite a few kingies in the bay, also eating live bait and on artificials.
Throw a stone somewhere and go and fish there and you're going to probably get a fish.
There you go, buddy. Hit it now!
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
Hello, anglers. Welcome back to another Angler News KZN Fishing Report. Welcome back to another long weekend and welcome back to another epic weekend in KZN. And guys, yes, it has been epic. It's been wild. It has been amazing because the anglers of the East Coast has brought in fish on all facets. Now, we are talking about Kuta, we are talking about Snook, Dorado, Bronze Bream, Cobb, Gray, Sandies, Barbel, and even Garrick. Guys, the fishing has been absolutely epic. We're going to tell you where all these fish were, and we're going to give you the hot spots all from KZN's leading angling reporters. But before we do, huge shout out to our sponsors, the Kingfisher.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialists. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout, basically everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. Now, guys, we have two major things that happened this week. We've got the Durban Skateboard Festival that happened last weekend. I'm going to give you a report of that when we get down to the Durban offshore side. And then we've also got our new show. It's called The Deep Dive. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about that later on as well. So stick around. You want to hear this because this is where you get involved. But for now, you are here for the KZN Fishing Report. And we are kicking it off with Adam from the South Coast, where it is absolutely crazy. Racking right now.
Hey there, Vinesh. Hope you're doing, my friend. So this week's been really weird down on the coast. We've just had so much of that brown water around. However, the guys that have been fishing in that brown water have been catching edible fish. Like, not just non-ed, also edible fish, Vinesh. So I don't know. And also, we got some one janky looking shark that popped up on Margate Pier. Some long nose snout looking torpedo shark. I don't know what is happening. We're just getting absolutely crazy fish. But it's been good. The guys that have been fishing, mainly Stabell, Orange Rocks, and a couple other deep water spots, are still getting hound sharks, smooth hounds, and flap nose hounds. They're getting some grays and a couple of good sort of sizes as well. The sizes haven't been small. A good friend of mine, Teal, catching some decent fish recently as well, non-eds and also some eds. There's been some kingfish around, big and small size. There's been cob around as well, generally just making sizes slightly bigger. The shad have been a bit on the quiet side. I wouldn't say numbers or anything to really write home about at this stage. However, we're getting some decent sized bream. Seen tassel fish, bardman. I've seen a rubber lips off the rocks recent. I suspect that's probably what's happening, because literally when you look at the water and it's brown, you're throwing an edible bait, you're getting an edible fish finish. Otherwise, yes, it has definitely been good down here. Flash Rock to Margate Pier to Orange. But the whole coastline has really been working well. And also in terms of your edible fish, definitely a bit of barbel around there. So if you are puzzling a bit, you know, you're going to get one of those, that is for sure. But otherwise, yeah, Vinesh, if I had to pick a spot for the weekend, I'd probably say try a start at Margate and just throw a stone somewhere and go and fish there, and you're going to probably get a fish. Otherwise, guys, I hope you have an awesome weekend. Stay safe, tight lines, and let's see those catches.
Thank you, Adam. I love it. Absolutely love it. Throw a stone, you'll get a fish. Yeah, that is amazing. You know, so yeah, we'll go down the South Coast, just flip a stone in there, put a bait in there. Wow. Yeah. And you know what? I can believe that, because if you've got dirty water and you're catching edible fish in that, well, there's definitely fish around. All right. So that's the lower South Coast. And now we're going to move down to the mid South Coast with Ray Thompson, with what's been going on from that Pennington area, moving right down to Manzantoti.
There were a couple of greys around. The sea was pretty flat and nice. Obviously, there were still some cob around. The shad are starting to appear again. Pennington, middle south coast, has seen quite a few grey sharks over the last couple of days, as well as the odd big cob. I'm talking cob in the range of about 4 to 5 kilos. There's been lots and lots of smaller ones, especially in this area. Ilova has been very quiet the last couple of days. Morgan Tweeny, Hot Attack Hill has been extremely quiet. Lots and lots of dirty water coming out. Only only blacktail to be caught in that vicinity.
Thank you, Ray. So the South Coast certainly seems to be the place to be. If you are heading out there this long weekend, make sure to head south. All right. Now, with regards to the North Coast and the freshwater, so we've got Jan away. He's fly fishing, having the absolute time of his life. He did send me some footage, and there are trout about, right? So, you know what? We are getting into that season. As long as this rain can just take a break for a little while, we will get into more trout action. However, apart from the trout, Mudma Dam, that's where the place is for that bass and carp. Albert Falls has been a bit quiet. Inanda remains constant with the bass, and Hazelmere is definitely the place if you want to go and enjoy this long weekend with the family, because there's still a lot of bass coming out the banks out over there. So that's our freshwater report in a nutshell. Jan will be back next week with a great detailed report the way he always is. And as for the North Coast, well, the weather conditions has been tough throughout most of the week. We've had big seas, we've had lots of rain. The guys did get a couple shad, a couple cob, but not fireworks and nothing to brag about. In fact, I was planning on heading up to Mtinzini. However, I had to cancel that trip because the conditions just weren't in favor of fishing. So a bit of an off time on the North Coast side, well, more so on the rock and surf side of the North Coast. If you're fishing offshore, well, there has been cooter and snook and a couple tuna in between, but that's on the upper end of the North Coast. Now, moving closer to home out of Durban. Well, before we get into Durban, guys, I want to take this moment to talk to you about our new show. It's called The Deep Dive, right? And The Deep Dive is a show where you get involved. It's pretty much where we have access to the country's leading anglers. We've got access to the experts. We've got access to the pro tier anglers. So we are fortunate to have a vast range of knowledge surrounding us, and we encourage you to ask us anything you want to know. It's more like a Q&A. You ask us, we will answer, right? So anything you want to know about the ocean or fishing related or even the beaches, whatever it is, ask us about it. Mail me at vinesh@anglingtimes.co.za, or when you see our posters on all our socials called The Deep Dive, just drop something in the comments and let us know what you think about it. So the show is out now. It's live. It's on Spotify. When you're out there, please give us a rating. And if it's also on Google Pods, Apple Pods, Deezer, wherever you get your podcast. And of course, you can get it on East Coast Radio under podcast. So The Deep Dive, it's out now. Give it a listen. It's our latest show. We are super excited about it, and I would love to hear what you think about it as well. So on that note, let's deep dive into Durban with Mike V and Brad Krobler with the latest fishing news. And then I am going to tell you exactly the lowdown of the Durban Ski Boat Festival 2025.
How's it, guys? Yes, this weekend's fishing either involved you driving far north or far south. Most of the oaks went looking for cob or bronze bream or rock cod or something like that on the scratching side. The guys that did hang around the Durban area and persevere, they got a couple of stumpies, couple of grunters. There was an odd grey shark around, things like that, but not a lot of fish in the Durban area. That's why most of the oaks opted to do the long traveling thing. But the guys that did travel far and wide did come back with some lovely cob. Apparently, there was one or two triple tails up by Tugela. The guys that went south got a lot of bronze bream, things like that. So the summer fishing eased its way out and the winter fishing is in. On the ski boat and paddle ski side, as you guys know, this weekend was the Durban Ski Boat Comp. So yeah, there was quite a few cooter caught wading. There was quite a few tunnies, some lovely snook, things like that. Oaks had fished on the bottom. They got some nice dog as a hillbeck. Yeah, so there was quite a few fish around on the ski boat side. Durban Bay was the place to be. A lot of grunter, some good ones. One was 6.9 kilos weight. There was quite a few kingies in the bay, also eating live bait and on artificials. And one or two springer in the mix there as well. Quite a few cob coming in now. So the guys that had the live baits down fishing for the kingies did get some nice cob up to about 5 kilos. So yeah, all in all, it was a good weekend's fishing all around. Guys, thank you very much. Tight lines and enjoy. This is Mike V for ANSA News.
Good day, guys. Brad here, Linsky Fishing Charters. Guys, fishing off the ski boats of the last week of Durban. Guys, as we all might know ahead, that we had the Cooter Classic over the weekend. Some really nice cooter came out. So the guys who want to go spend some time and look for the cooters, there are some really good fish off them Shloti and Oshi all the way along the bluff. Also on the weekend, yeah, the Dorado made a quick appearance again with a couple of Dorado caught in amongst the ships, one or two tunas. On the bottom fishing side, guys, yeah, half cob, lots and lots of slingers and soldiers, some really good Captain Fine rockhards and some catfish rockhards. Yeah, guys, so fishing's been pretty good this last week with nice weather. Yeah, guys, so tight lines, yeah, keep it real. And this is Brad for Angling News South Africa.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. What a way to round off the show. Guys, the fish are definitely here, as you can hear from our reporters. And the talk of the town was the Durban Ski Boat Festival. So huge shout out to the champion of this weekend. It was Gareth Brockett. Right now, Gareth, you got to hear the story. Gareth had pretty much the smallest boat in the lot. There were 260 boats that competed. So over 700 anglers, and Gareth was pretty much one of the smallest boats out there. And he goes out, he gets one strike for the weekend, and it was a 29.8 kilo cooter that won him the prize of 920,000, right? And it was a boat of 900 and valued at 920,000, including motors and fish finders and the whole works. But guys, this guy was a total legend. More so because the best part of all of this was he'd registered within the last 10 minutes of the event. He was convinced by his buddy. I heard these WhatsApp messages going back and forth where his buddy was convincing him and he wasn't really sure, and friend twisted his arm into doing it. So 10 minutes before the comp ends, registers in, Saturday morning goes out, no bite, Sunday morning gets a single bite, wins the tournament. Couldn't have been a better story written in the stars. So huge shout out to Gareth Brockett. And it just goes to show, all right, two things. One, you need that fishing buddy. You know, when you got some doubts about going fishing, that's that buddy that's going to pick up your spirits to say, let's go. And you're going to do the same for him. And then, of course, the other thing was just go out and do it. Go and fish these competitions. You'll never know what's going to happen. I mean, you could be that guy with the smallest boat coming out with the grand prize. All right, so that's the Durban Ski Boat Festival. Done, dusted, you know, and next year is going to be just as amazing and epic. With the Durban Ski Boat Festival being done and dusted, so is our show. So guys, it is the long weekend. Get out there, get fishing. The weather conditions are looking good. The fish are on the bite. The guys are getting that fish. South Coast is the highlight area, but like V was saying, there has been some triple tail up north. There has been the odd cob and the odd shad. You know what? The whole coastline is getting some fish. And if that's not your flavor, head towards that fresh water side. While you are heading out to your preferred fishing destination, give that Deep Diver show a listen. I'm really curious to know how you feel about it. So with all of that being said, until the next one.
This is the Angler News SA podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.